would it be fair to say that sports brought the two of you together?
Oh, I think so. Certainly that's how we met at the Racer basketball game all those years ago. I guess 5 years ago this month, your seats were right behind ours, right?
Yes, that is correct.
And we probably had those seats with my family in front of yours for 3 or 4 years, I guess. And the first year that we really sort of started paying attention to each other, the Racers were really, really good at basketball. Was that campaign's second year?
Yes.
Yeah, he was really good. And so it just, you know, we had all the excitement of the Racers, and it was quite the season.
So had it been a down time for the Racers, is it possible the two of you might not have ended up being together?
You know, it's funny because when I lecture on the different factors that lead to attraction in one of my classes, I talk about how proximity, you know, where our seats were close together, and excitement and arousal. And I don't know, right? If the Racers aren't doing so well, we don't high five, and I don't think there's as much conversation.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So, you know, I think it certainly gave us more to talk about. When we would come home after games, we would text and a bit about the game and who was hurt and, you know, who was injured and who played well. And if they're losing all those games, I don't think that the excitement certainly played a factor in why we connected.
And so you knew both of you liked Murray State, but how long did it take for you to figure out that you're both completely crazy about sports?
Well, I asked her one time, I said, because I think I don't stand out in the crowd necessarily. And I asked her one time, I said, so, but what first made you notice me? And she said, Dan, you sat in front of me for 3 years at Racer basketball games. You're very hard not to notice at Racer basketball games. And I felt so proud at that moment. I think that, you know, we had very early conversations about sport and who's your favorite team in this sport. As a matter of fact, I think our first set of texts were about the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that
the
they didn't.
First of February.
Yeah, mm-hmm. First of February. They didn't give the ball to Marshawn Lynch when they should have. And I don't know how I knew that she was even watching the Super Bowl, but I texted, that's the worst play ever. Worst play call ever. And she wrote back, yeah, but he made a great catch. I'm like, oh, okay, I guess she was watching the game. So I think that, you know, we just knew early on that sport was a part of what we cared about. And then we would say, she'd say, so who's your favorite team in this sport? And oftentimes I would say, I don't even follow that sport. Like she'd say, you know, who's your favorite NHL team? And I would say, I've never even been to an NHL game.
And she, I cannot believe that.
You were shocked.
Never been to a hockey game before.
Yeah, because she'd been to so many. And she's like, I thought you like did sports and stuff. I'm like, I just, you know, it wasn't a thing. Then she'd say, who's your favorite college football team? And I would say, well, I went to Kansas, you know, where football is just an excuse to get together and talk about the upcoming basketball season. She's like, well, I like the Buckeyes. I'm like, yeah, because I didn't like the Buckeyes back then. And then she'd say, do you like NASCAR? And I made her really mad when I said, no, I like sports. She didn't think that was – you didn't like that, did you?
No, not at all.
No, that wasn't a good line.
That comes up frequently.
It does, actually. It does.
So other than Ohio State, you had no other conflicting fandom?
Yeah, I think that's the only one. Mm-hmm. And when I say I didn't like Ohio State, I mean, it was a true hatred. It was the number – after, like, a couple of OVC teams and maybe some – Big 12 teams where the hatred has lasted longer. I really didn't like Ohio State. And she knew that. She was very well aware that I didn't like Ohio State. And we talked about that. And we texted for about a month. And then we decided to go for a walk around campus. And she's got a little bit of a fun streak in her. And she shows up for this walk around campus with this Ohio State championship sweater on. This, your hoodie, is that
yeah,
right?
Sweatshirt.
Yeah, your championship hoodie. And I just looked at her and stared in her face, and she just had this grin of, uh-huh, how do you like me now? And I just looked at her, and she said, what? And I said, never in my life have I ever had more reasons to get the clothes off a woman. And somehow she still stayed with me.
Yes.
Yeah. But sports.
And you've come to the dark side.
Yeah. And then she started, yeah, I've come to the dark side. It's really fun to actually care about college football at that level.
And watch football, yes.
And watch football.
And have a good team to root for.
And, yeah, one that's, you know, and I like the coaches and the players. And actually, because she was so busy in college, she never had an opportunity to go to an Ohio State Buckeyes game. So I surprised her last year, 2018, and took her to the homecoming game. And I tell you, until you experience something like an Ohio State homecoming football game, you really haven't seen sport fandom. I mean, it's amazing that I can do what I do for, you know, 3+ decades and then still have these experiences of, wow, I didn't know. Like when we went to our first Predators game.
Mm-hmm. And you had no idea.
I had no idea. The speed and the it's just such a good event.
Does sports still play a really important role in your relationship? Do you make it a part of your day-to-day routine?
Yeah. Yes. I mean,
we have 4 Grizzlies games this month that we're supposed to go to.
Yep, because we're a partial season ticket holder for the Grizz, and then we have Racer basketball. We're supposed to go on the fan bus on Saturday. We'll watch the Racers on TV tomorrow night. I mean, literally, our TV is always on sport. I mean, it 90%
at least
of the time?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we're not watching college basketball, watching college football, and then, you know.
Now the NBA because of Jaw.
Exactly. And then we always, like, in early spring, like, I'll come home from bowling on Monday nights, and we're both depressed because there's no football.
No football.
You know, I think that we sort of set our calendar by sports. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not just a part of our lives individually. It's a part of our lives in terms of our relationship.
A lot of people listening now are probably thinking that this is fiction because there's no way that two people in a relationship can be this into sports together. You never have to ask if you have to turn the game off. I'm sure that Christmas Day, if you want to, it's NBA from 11 to 11. It sounds literally too good to be true. Are there any drawbacks to being together with another massive sports fan?
I don't see any.
I mean, I think that it's the best of all worlds for me as a sports fan. I did some research with a couple of students several years ago where we asked male sports fans what they thought about female sports fans. And overwhelmingly, they were like, it's a great way for me to find something that we can bond with. I mean, they were much more interested in dating a female sports fan than a female non-sports fan. Again, as long as the individual themselves was a sports fan. It gives people a link. It's really no different than if each member of the couple is really into opera or each of them is really into Star Wars. There's nothing, I don't think, magical about sport. It just happens to be the one thing that we share in common.
What would have happened had you been a huge Michigan football fan, or had she been a big Missouri basketball fan? I mean, would there have been a bridge too far for the two of you? I know it's hard to look back now, but
I don't know. Could you have? Would it have been okay if I'd been a Michigan football fan? Or is that too?
That would
much?
Have been a tough one.
Yeah. I mean, I overcame the Ohio State.
You did not like the Buckeyes at all.
No, no, that's a fair statement. I've said though, if I can overcome my hatred for the Buckeyes.
You can overcome just about anything.
But if I'd have been a Michigan fan.
That's a tough one.
That's tough.
Michigan.